A Canton elementary school was placed under a modified lockdown Monday morning after a bomb threat was received. Canton City School District officials say the threat was called into the district administration office and referenced Bellstone Elementary. Police and school security searched the building and found no dangers. The lockdown was lifted and classes resumed with no injuries or arrests reported. A Massillon man has been sentenced in connection with a deadly shooting in Canton. 20-year-old Kamani James pleaded guilty last week to a charge of carrying a concealed weapon. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni handed down 3 years probation. Police say James tried to hide a handgun following the January 28th shooting on Allen Page Drive Southeast. The incident killed 20-year-old Tashawn Smith of Massillon during a dispute following a child custody exchange. A grand jury declined to indict the man who fired the fatal shots. A drive-by shooting in Canton has led to charges against a Massillon man. 23-year-old Theophilus Davis was arrested Friday on multiple felony counts, including felonious assault and discharging a firearm into a habitation. He was arraigned Monday in Canton Municipal Court. Bond was set at $250,000 with a status hearing scheduled for tomorrow. Police say gunfire broke out April 28th near 30th Street and Fletcher Avenue Northeast. Victims told officers they were being chased by two vehicles when shots were fired at their car. A nearby home was also hit by gunfire. No injuries were reported. A Canton Township man is behind bars following felony charges. Stark County Sheriff's deputies arrested 23-year-old Nathan Oler following a Sunday incident at a home in the 200 block of 29th Street Southwest. Oler is charged with abduction, assault, and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Investigators say he physically restrained his 14-year-old girlfriend and refused to let her leave the home. Oler is being held in the county jail awaiting arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Canton is revamping its public safety camera system under a new contract aimed at improving storage and cutting costs. On Monday, City Council approved a 3-year, $270,000 agreement with the Amazing Cloud to handle data storage and technical support. According to the repository, police say the change doubles video retention from 15 to 30 days after a previous vendor failed to meet city needs. It was special recognition night at Monday's Louisville Board of Education meeting. WDPN's David Schur reports.
20-year honors went to 6 staff members, 13 retirees, the staff at North Nimishillen Elementary, the speech and debate state qualifiers, the English 2 project team, bowling state qualifier, and 213 seniors. All were approved for graduation at Louisville Stadium. Both the pay to participate and adult meal prices will remain the same as the current school year, and the contract with the classified staff won board approval. A special thank you from Board President John Aljancic was given to the 4 donors of $2,605, which benefited 3 programs.
A Niles man has pleaded not guilty to felony charges in connection with a deadly Columbiana County crash. 39-year-old Michael Schuring entered the plea Monday to aggravated vehicular homicide in Common Pleas Court. Highway Patrol says the October 2025 wreck on State Route 172 in West Township happened when a truck went off the road, overcorrected, and crossed into oncoming traffic. The collision killed 44-year-old Diane LaWallen of Tennessee. Schuring's trial is scheduled for November 17th. The Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly rollover crash in Hubbard. A pickup truck over turned onto its roof along Mount Everett Road around midnight. One person was killed and 2 others were taken to a Youngstown hospital. Their identities and conditions have not yet been released. The last of 3 suspects in a Youngstown murder is in custody. 61-year-old Vincent Marbley of Youngstown was booked into the Mahoning County Jail by U.S. Marshals on charges including aggravated murder and robbery. He was indicted last year in the October 2024 shooting death of 24-year-old Reynaldo Hernandez. Investigators say Hernandez was shot inside a home on Bott Street on the city's east side. His body was later found at Mount Hope Cemetery. A co-defendant was eventually convicted of aggravated murder and sentenced to prison. A second was arrested in March. A man is recovering after a stabbing Saturday morning on Youngstown's south side. Police say the victim walked into a South Avenue store around 10:15, suffering from a stab wound to the stomach. The incident reportedly occurred outside the business, which does not appear to be connected to the stabbing. The victim was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center and is reported in stable condition. Boardman police are investigating a reported gun threat Friday night in a Boardman Poland Road parking lot. Officers say a man said that a driver in a pickup truck pulled a handgun and threatened to shoot him and a friend during an encounter outside a business. The caller told police the truck then followed them to a nearby fast food restaurant and circled the parking lot. Police searched the area but were unable to find the vehicle or identify any suspects. The state of Ohio is asking the Ohio Supreme Court to throw out a lawsuit filed by Trumbull County Judge David Engler challenging the state's abortion rights amendment. State attorneys argue Engler has no legal standing and filed the challenge too late. He claims the 2023 amendment removed parental consent and judicial oversight for minors seeking abortions. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.